It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Your eye on call.
Oh, Lord. What?
Call D&M.
What's
that moment when programming is brought to a complete halt?
What is happening?
By a wheels-off comment.
All right, it is 6:36 here on the ticket.
Or technical meltdown.
Okay, you're not helping.
It's hurting. You're hurting my ears.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Why don't we start that spot?
What are we saying
over
about D&M?
On the little ticket.
All right, George is on vacation this week. He is the keeper of the emergency break of the week. I am the backup keeper, so I will take us through our candidates and the voting as we look at the bad moments of broadcasting here on America's favorite radio station this week. And first comes to us from the hard line, it would be the dancing bear at first base, Ty Walker, their ticket ticker man. So this is a few days ago during Why Today Doesn't Suck, crosstalk between bad radio and the hard line. And Ty Walker interrupted Why Today Doesn't Suck with breaking news that wasn't really breaking news.
Awesome breaking Marty B news. He's been traded to the Jets for Pro Bowl defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson.
No way.
According to Adam Schefter.
They got Muhammad Wilkerson for Marty B?
That's what my sources are telling me.
Man,
the Bears did?
That's a big win for the Bears if they pulled
that
off.
Boy, I would say so.
Good gosh. Is that real?
Or is it like the Bowie High School internet prank that ran today? Did you see that one on your social media?
I'm sorry. It was a fake Adam Schefter tweet.
Yes, you just...
For real?
Is anything real in this world anymore?
Stop that.
Sorry. Somebody retweeted
it. Well, you got Bob so excited.
Well, that's a huge trade if it is. It is.
Like, you're upset.
Sorry, bro.
You know, that's one of the big
What a cheap recovery.
That's one of the big problems with doing a long, daily live radio show, and you've got two or three or four or five guys all looking at the internet, and you're getting messages and alerts, and sometimes, unfortunately, you don't have time to triple-check a source, and you get people stepping in it like Ty stepped in it.
Right, you're stampeding towards the mic rather than checking that second source.
Bob did get mad, didn't he?
I think he did.
He loves football so much that he was, like, offended by that.
Yeah, listen to it again. You can tell immediately Bob smelled a rat.
Awesome breaking Marty B news. He's been traded to the Jets for Pro Bowl defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson.
No way.
According to Adam Schefter.
They got Muhammad Wilkerson for Marty B?
That's what my sources are telling me.
Man.
The Bears did?
That's a big win for the Bears if they pulled
that
off.
Boy, I would say so.
Good gosh. Is that real?
Or is it like the Bowie High School internet prank that ran today? Did you see that one on your social media?
I'm sorry. It was a fake Adam Schefter tweet.
Yes, you just...
For real?
Anything real in this world anymore?
Stop that.
Sorry. Somebody retweeted
it. Well, you got Bob so excited.
Well, that's a huge trade if it is. It is.
Like, you're upset.
Sorry, bro.
Yes, Bob was upset. And he had a right to be. All right, candidate number two, also from the hard line, Mike Reiner, who has been one of the best players in the e-break the last couple of years. He had another one this week. They were talking about the suicide of Keith Emerson, of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Oh, that was a suicide?
Yeah. That's according to the coroner 2 days ago. He ruled it a suicide. Anyway, Mike was trying to pay tribute to Keith Emerson, so he was going to play some Emerson, Lake, and Palmer audio from his computer, and he just couldn't pull it off.
Now go ahead and pop up a little bit of ELP, just
okay,
for those who have no clue.
Okay, here's there are several songs of theirs that you might know, and this was... Oh, wait, that's not it.
This?
No, that's not it.
What is going on?
Yeah! Oh, no!
Damn, I had it here a minute ago, and now I've lost it.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I'm trying.
Gosh.
What was that crazy jazz song that popped up?
It was probably somebody else on the crew wronging him by playing it as if it's coming from his thing.
No, I think that song, the jazz song, was actually coming from his computer. Okay. I'm not sure about the third.
The death metal was from mine.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
But the first two false starts were both from Mike's computer.
Now go ahead and pop up a little bit of... of ELP, just
okay,
for those who have no clue.
Okay, here's there are several songs of theirs that you might know, and this was... Oh, wait a minute, that's not it.
This?
No, no, that's not it.
What is going on?
Yeah! Oh, no!
Damn, I had it here a minute ago, and now I've lost it.
You're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying.
So there's Mike with another entry into the e-break.
Such, that music makes me so nervous.
I know. And Candidate 3 comes to us from the Kick Around, our weekend soccer show, hosted by Peter and Andy. And they are last weekend in the middle of a soccer business segment. We're talking about MSL and making money and TV ratings and whatnot. Well, Justin Montemayor is working the board, apparently, and he decided that their segment was boring. So he decided that it needed a little spice in the way of some sound effects.
You look at Houston,
yeah,
who's been running this bit now for a couple of years where they announce a near sellout attendance, but when you actually see the game on television, the place isn't even half full.
Yeah, so Houston, that's got to be a lot of corporate seats that don't get used, particularly on a Sunday. I think all teams were close to sellouts or had sellouts, with the one exception being, of course, FC Dallas, who had 14 and change. You got to keep fighting.
You know, there's lots of places in Dallas that sell hamburgers and sell lots of them, mm-hmm. but yet they keep bringing new hamburger joints to town.
Because you got to try them all.
You got to try them all. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add to this soccer business segment, sir?
I said it all, Pete.
I appreciate your efforts in there, boys. To try to humorize what is pretty much a brain dead. Awesome.
Gotta have some comedy this segment.
The jokes didn't work. Just throwing out all sorts of brain dead business numbers. Nobody cared.
Oh my gosh. They were merciless.
That is some of the most amazing audio I've ever heard in the 22-year history of this station. Now, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because doing that, if you're a board op, doing that at pretty much any other radio station in America gets you fired.
Right.
But somehow here, it's glorified, and I don't know if that's good or bad.
I just think that it's the commitment to keep going with the sound effects, even after you've been stared down, is pretty amazing.
And Peter and Andy sounded so defeated.
Yeah.
And I would have been too. So that's Monty the Sabotager, if that is indeed a word.
Saboteur, I think.
Saboteur
is
up for the emergency break of the week. So we've got Ty Walker or Mike Reiner or Justin Montemayor. 888-787-1310. I'm not even going to ask that you vote responsibly. Let's just vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, this is Grassman.
Grassman?
This is Grassman from Crestney's home.
Oh, Crestman. Oh,
who do you vote for?
You called me.
No, we didn't call you. Hi, you're on the emergency break of the week. Who wins? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
According to the evidence, the victim was given a Wycheski Wairobi pickle, a glazed carrot, and an abortion.
That would be a Norm vote, but he's not up this week. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Junior and Gordon.
Hey.
Hello. Good morning. Give me Luke Tywalker and a big old cookie for Smoko.
Okay. Mm. A vote for Ty. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junior.
Yes.
I thought your scatter sheet was the best ever this morning.
Wow. Thank you.
Give me the South Oak Cliff con man.
Okay, vote for Mike. Hi, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
Yes, give me one Mike Reiner and plus one for Gordo getting an Airstream. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to place a vote for Ramos's vaginal splice born.
All right. We will duly note that. Hi, you're voting in the emergency break of the week on the ticket. Who do you like?
Hello.
Not him again.
Oh, my God.
Y'all keep calling me.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the old gray wolf and Hooter Brown.
Okay, that's three votes for Mike to one for Ty. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for?
I sort of like this dynamic between the two of y'all. I want y'all to get rid of George.
We're not going to do that. We love George.
I'll vote for the ball sucker runner.
Well,
oh,
that
my
is
gosh,
shocking.
That is the most callous.
All right, Mike is one vote away. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
Adam Schefter reports that Marty B. is going for vaginal slice born.
That's a Ty Walker vote. Hi, you're on the
guys?
Ticket. Yep.
Hi, guys. It's Clay Cooley again.
Hey, Clay.
Hey.
Let me fix my hair. And sorry, bro, it's who I vote for.
That's a tie vote, I think, the sorry bro. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Voting?
Hello?
Voting?
Voting.
Yes, listen, all y'all is the Sabotage, and that's not death metal. That's simply Short of Straw by Metallica featuring George Hetfield.
So do you vote for Mike or Justin?
Listen, all y'all is the Sabotage.
What?
Listen, all y'all is the Sabotage.
Quoting Beastie Boys.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who do you vote for in the e-break?
I'd like to vote for the Dancing Bear at first base, who's vaginal slice born.
Okay, that's four votes for Ty, four votes for Mike. The next one breaks the tie. Hi, you're on the ticket. Let's try another one. Hi, you're on the ticket. Would you like to vote?
Yeah, is the answer Amos Otis?
No.
He was a Cajun. Lived by himself in the swamp.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Gosh.
Please vote.
Oh, yeah, I want to vote on the e-break.
Go ahead.
I want to give a shout-out to the PYC Iowa. We're going to have a next meet-up down in Oak Cliff.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Please vote for the e-break.
Hi, neighbors. I need a black man.
What?
The old gray wolf.
What does our career come to? Are we really alive right now?
I heard Old Gray Wolf, so that is the deciding vote. That was the incredibly fake Natalie Maines, not the real fake Natalie Maines.
What?
But at least it broke the tie. And winning again this week, Mike Reiner for this audio meltdown.
Now go ahead and pop up a little bit of ELP just
okay,
for those who have no clue.
Okay, here's there are several songs of theirs that you might know, and this was... Oh, wait, that's not it.
This?
No, that's not it.
What is going on?
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Damn, I had it here a minute ago, and now I've lost it.
You're doing great.
Thank you. I'm trying.
All right, another win for Mike. Joe, do you have the standings?
Yes, that is his 61st win, tying Georgie with his third of 2016.
Wow. His 61st win.
Congratulations, Mike Reiner, for winning the emergency break of the week. It's